Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you ready for this one? I hope you are. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, that's the number. If you want to go to social media platforms, check us out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Check this out. Are we having to deal with this again today? I just really hope not. And for some reason or another, I think we do. Can we get that fixed, please, fellas? Can we get the sound check? Can we get that fixed, please? I have no sound over here again. We'll go ahead and try this again. No sound. And, folks, I'm going to play this for you in just a moment. Let me get back to this. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or...
Unless you're vaccinated.
Okay, I got it right now. Sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now I got some audio. You ready for this? This is crazy. This is the false prophets of Baal begging for more money, and I want you to hear this for yourself, friends.
Has come.
Hallelujah.
For ministries, particularly traveling ministries, to have some other method of travel.
Yes, sir.
Other than the airlines.
Right, sir. Agreed.
You get into the situation.
Listen to these guys.
We're not going to let you fly unless you're vaccinated. Well, to me, that's the mark of the beast.
Okay, wait a second. That's the mark of the beast. Okay, they're begging for money. So you buy them a Learjet. These are the false prophets of Baal, friends. And yet this is the same guy that prophesied, saith he, that the Lord would intervene through a vaccination. I mean, can we say confusion, to say the least? This is the Kenneth Copelands of the day. This is the Kenneth Hagins, who was busted for plagiarism. This is the Joyce Myers of the day, who have no business in the pulpit whatsoever. Read your Bibles. This is the Jesse Duplantis's of the day and Creflo Dollar. Folks, I thought we knew back in the 80s that these guys were up to no good, that they were profiteers of those that didn't read their Bibles. As a matter of fact, if you take the time and you see people at the altar of a false prophet or at the altar of a false god, namely the false prophets of Baal, regardless of your denomination. If you're not following the Lord Jesus Christ, you're a worshiper of Baal. And the only reason that you're worshiping Baal is because you're not taking the time to know what the Word of God says for yourself. Hey, folks, this goes across the boards, and I'm talking about cults, too. If you are reading your word for yourself, you wouldn't be convinced by somebody else that's manipulating you to follow him rather than the Christ. And nowhere can I find in the Bible where we are to follow a man rather than Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. Does man set you free, or does he ensnare you? John 8:32. Folks, again, we need to understand that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus, and that's who we follow. Why? Because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Not man, not these false prophets. Now, what's interesting is I've been going throughout the whole Bible again. And when you go through the Old Testament, you just understand the heart of God. And I want to tell you something, friends. It's absolutely amazing to me how God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And the way that the Lord sets the record straight, Isaiah 4:4, is through the spirit of judgment. Because that's his heart. Jeremiah 9:24. Write these down and read them. And I thought of a man while I was reading through the scriptures, namely in 2 Kings chapter 10, 18 through 28. And he was King Jehu, and this happened to be the word of the Lord through the prophet Elisha. And I want you to listen to this carefully, because if we did what the Lord said, there wouldn't be a Kenneth Copeland. There wouldn't be a Kenneth Hagin. There wouldn't be a Joyce Meyer. There wouldn't be a Creflo Dollar. And the fact of the matter is, because we've disobeyed God and we've allowed these people to put up a golden calf and say, these be our gods, O Israel, it's amazing to me how the American people are trying to figure out why they're in the position that they're in the position of today. Okay? And again, going through the Old Testament to 2 Kings chapter 10, then Jehu, the king that obeyed God, gathered all the people together and said to them, Ahab served Baal a little. Jehu will serve him much. Okay? Now, therefore, call to me all the prophets of Baal and all of his servants and all of his priests. Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. He said, let no one be missing, for I have a great sacrifice for Baal. Okay? He was misleading them. Whosoever is missing shall not live, but Jehu acted deceptively with the intent of destroying the worshipers of Baal. And Jehu said, proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal. So they proclaimed it. Then Jehu sent throughout all Israel, and all the worshipers of Baal came, a false god, so that there was not a man left who did not come. So they came into the temple of Baal, and the temple of Baal was full from one end to the other. That's exactly what happens at the conferences that these people have. They're packed. And they're packed filled with people that don't know the Word of God. That's why they go. Read 2 Timothy 2:16 when you get a moment. I'm sorry, 2:5. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15, forgive me. Then Jehu and Jonadab, the son of Rechab, went into the temple of Baal and said to the worshippers of Baal, search and see that no servants of the Lord are here with you. So he was getting the real worshippers of the Lord out of there, because he was fixing to set the record straight. So they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings to the God that they've created in their mind, which is a violation of the Second Amendment, Exodus 20. Now Jehu had appointed for himself 80 men on the outside, and he had said, if any of the men of whom I brought into your hands escapes, whosoever lets him escape, it shall be his life for the other and of the other. Now, folks, I'm going to get to that nitty-gritty where the rubber meets the road as to how the King Jehu, the righteous king, obeyed the Lord in dealing with the people that the American people tolerate today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I am highlighting right now Kenneth Copeland and the bunch, Jesse Duplantis, the likes, Creflo Dollars, the Joyce Myers. The list goes on, friends. And these people, I thought the American people had enough common sense as to support these individuals that are saying, gimme, my name is Jimmy. And it's absolutely ridiculous, friends, as to what the American people put up with. And this is where it starts. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. Folks, we lost that a long time ago with these guys. And it's happened because the American people have forsaken the Word of God. And they let somebody else do their biddings for them, as if to suggest some priest is going to play the mediator between God and themselves and getting them into heaven. No, the Bible says work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Read Philippians chapter 2 when you get a moment. And now what I'm doing right now is I'm highlighting the fact in 2 Kings 10, 18 through 28, as to how a righteous king named King Jehu dealt with them. And it was the heart of God. It was the word of Elijah the prophet prior to Jehu doing this. And it's interesting how all the prophets of Baal, what he did is he deceived the people into believing that he was going to put on a service in worship of Baal. So he drew all of these false prophets of Baal into the building. And in verse 25, 2 Kings chapter 10, it says, now it happened as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering. By the way, in the Old Testament, burnt offerings meant with the whole heart. You know, it reminds me of Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13, where it says, you'll seek me and you'll find me when you seek me with your whole heart. You shall find me. And put that up against the New Testament as well, Matthew 6, 33. So now it happened, as soon as he made an end of offering the burnt offering, that Jehu said to the guard and to the captains, go in and take them all out, kill them. Let no man come out. And they killed them with the edge of the sword. Then the guards and the officers threw them out and went into the inner room of the temple of Baal. And they brought the sacred pillars out of the temple of Baal and burned them. Okay? This is what the Lord does. Remember, Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. right? Those that walk in Christ sinneth not. Does this sound familiar, friends? Yeah, that's real grace. Remember in John 8:11, the woman that he showed mercy to? He said, go and sin no more. That's real grace, friends. Going on, verse 27, then they broke down the sacred pillar of Baal and tore down the temple of Baal and made it a refuse dump to this day. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal from Israel. Now let me ask you something. Did the Lord bless him for doing that? Absolutely. Did he curse him for it? Absolutely. The people that were tolerated were the ones that were bringing the curse. But when Jehu sought the face of God, and he had the heart of God, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it whithersoever he will. Well, what did he turn Jehu's heart to do? To get rid of that which was cursing the children of Israel, and that was the false prophets of Baal. But not in America, because in America, friends, you know, you're told thou shalt not judge, which is unscriptural. And I want to tell you this, friends, as well. Don't twist Scripture the way Satan twisteth Scripture. Because that's exactly what you're doing, and you're hearing that from the hirelings in the pulpits, John 10:12, that have absolutely no business in the pulpits. And it's interesting, the only ones that are saying thou shalt not judge are the ones that are guilty of transgressing God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. That is sin. And that is why we preach the message of repentance towards violating God's moral law, Exodus 20, which drives you to the foot of the cross, work and do no more. Okay? The law detects, said Augustine, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. Remember in Romans 5 where it says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound? Yes, that's real grace. Not succumb, overcome. Not succumb, overcome. The Bible says that he that sinneth hath not known him. Okay, and again, remember what I said during the first segment, that God is light and in him is no darkness whatsoever. Christians aren't supposed to judge. I want to make this point really quick. Really, can somebody show me that in Scripture in context? In context. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Read Ezekiel 44:23 when you get a moment. Read Leviticus 19:15 when you get a moment. We're not even in the New Testament yet, right? Oh, as a matter of fact, it tells us telling a person not to judge is not only unbiblical, but it's also self-defeating and condemning and damning, since you're making a judgment about someone judging others. Okay? There's a difference between righteous judgment and unrighteous judgment. Okay? The Bible tells us to make righteous judgments in John 7:24. We make judgment calls all day long. The Bible tells us to reprove, rebuke, and exhort, 2 Timothy 4:2, also 2 Timothy 3:16, going in reverse. The Bible tells us to exhort and rebuke with all authority, Titus 2:15. Also tells us in the book of Timothy, those that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. Fear what? Fear God. Okay? We're supposed to submit with one another in the fear of the Lord, which is departing from evil. Right? From evil and wickedness. The Bible says that the spiritual person judges all things. Of course, according to the judge's word. The Bible tells us to expose evil. Ephesians 5:11. We're to reprove darkness because we are the light in Christ. And there's a whole book in the Bible called Judges, which, by the way, I just highlighted for you all to make distinction. Now, to judge, friends, in a righteous manner is the right thing to do, because justice guards our liberties, and justice is what has been left off in America on so many different fronts. Now, I want to say this because it was the title of the show today. If the people really wanted the resolve to the issues that we all face in America today, if we really want resolve, and the people really wanted resolve in America concerning the issues, do you really believe that the American people would put up with the things that they put up with? Absolutely not. Because they wouldn't tolerate it in their own homes, would they? Nope. Absolutely not. But they'll tolerate politicians. They'll tolerate false hirelings in the pulpits. They'll tolerate everything but what they should tolerate. Isn't that crazy how that works? Put that up against Romans 1:18. Now, I want to bring this because I do want to bring to the end aim, or my objective at the end of the show is to show you the answer to America's dilemma. Now, I want to go over to Joseph Stalin because many people in this country today realize that we are dealing with a communistic, socialist, authoritarian, totalitarian system of government in America, which runs in stark contrast to American government, okay? We're ruled by God, which is real liberty, okay? We're not ruled by man by force, okay? But that's what's happening today. Joseph Stalin, by the way, killed 20 to 40 to 60 million of his own people. And you know, after he died, you know what the people in the Soviet Union did? They continuously reiterated to their kids that Joseph Stalin was the father to that nation. Oh, you say to yourself, "Well, Bradley, that's just crazy. That is just stupid. Man, them people are really dumb." Well, that's exactly what the American people are putting up with today in America. As a matter of fact, if we go back to the 1930s, President Roosevelt even had the American people calling this mass murder, Joseph Stalin, "Good Uncle Joe." Oh, I've got the documentary. I've watched it. It's absolutely amazing. Good Uncle Joe, the American people were calling that mass murder Joseph Stalin. Now, I want you to check this out because we've all heard this. This is attributed to Joseph Stalin, okay? One day, the dictator of the Soviet Union told his closest advisors that he would show them how easy it was to control a person that had already been subjugated. And I'm talking to you, America. He brought in a live chicken, which he then proceeded to pluck until it was naked and it was bleeding. I'm talking to you, Americans. "Now watch where the chicken goes," Stalin said as he put it on the ground. Finally freed from its torturous grasp, the chicken wasted no time getting away. However, when it failed to find an exit, it readily returned to Stalin and attempted to warm itself between the dictator's legs. Stalin then took out some grain from his pocket, which he fed to the chicken. The chicken ate the grain despite the pain that he was in. Are you hearing me, Americans? When Stalin started to walk around the room, the chicken timidly followed, leaving a small trail of blood wherever it went. So, you see, Stalin said to his advisors, smiling, "People are like chickens. You pluck them and then let them go. Then you can always control them that way." Folks, the sinister anecdote has been around for many, many years. As a matter of fact, during the Cold War, it was frequently cited by journalists as a proof that the Soviet government relied on fear to keep their population under control. Today, conservatives sometimes share the story on social media as a part of some questionable effort to warn against the dangers of socialism. I'm here to tell you, Americans, we are there today, and this is how the American people are being subjugated. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. The UK's Home Secretary has signed an order to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the US, where he faces espionage charges. Australian Broadcasting European correspondent Nicholas Dole reports.
The British Home Secretary, Priti Patel, has decided that there is no compelling reason why she should not approve the extradition of Julian Assange to the United States on espionage charges. That comes after he was denied a Supreme Court appeal back in March.
A London court issued a formal extradition order back in April, leaving Patel to rubber stamp his transfer to the U.S. A blanket of hot air stretching from the Mediterranean to the North Sea is bringing much of Western Europe its first heat wave of the summer, with temperatures Friday exceeding 86 degrees from London to Paris. Tourists dunk their feet in fountains near the Eiffel Tower. This is USA Radio News. The Ukrainian cabinet approved a resolution on Friday to bar Russian citizens from entering Ukraine without a visa. The move is likely to be viewed as symbolic, given that the borders between Russia and Ukraine have remained closed since Moscow invaded its neighbor on February 24th and Kyiv severed diplomatic ties with Moscow. The visa requirement, which is set to take effect July 1st, nevertheless represents a significant change to the ease of travel previously permitted. The Netherlands said Thursday it has stopped a Russian intelligence officer from gaining access as an intern to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The court is investigating possible war crimes committed by Russia in Ukraine. The alleged Russian spy, purporting to be Brazilian, was refused entry into the Netherlands in April and was sent back to Brazil on the first flight out. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I just gave you the analogy given unto you and the rest of the world by Joseph Stalin as to how to control the people. It's exactly what's happening. Don't look at the people back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s over in Russia as being stupid and ignorant Americans. I mean, you are literally tolerating today your modern-day politicians, as corrupt as they are. You're allowing them to put in reverse everything that our forefathers sacrificed themselves in giving us. They're undoing everything our forefathers established. You do realize this, right? I mean, it's absolutely amazing, people, that if people really wanted the resolve in America, would they tolerate what it is that they see today in the church and in government? Absolutely not. Never in a million years. So what's happening? The American people are being enslaved, as promised. Those that continue in their sin will die in their sin. Well, you say to yourself, there's the grace of God. Yeah, don't use it as an occasion for the flesh. Don't sit there and use the mercy of God for an excuse to remain in your sin. No, that's why the message is repent. The mercy of God and the goodness of God leads us to repentance. And if we're not hearing Him, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. If we're not hearing Him bringing us to godly repentance, then I'll tell you what, that'd be a very scary place to be. If He's not chastising you, that'd be a very scary place to be. In thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me, that I might learn thy statutes, saith the Lord. Sound familiar? Yep, that's the Word of God. Not what you hear today. No, we're going to stick to the word here. But again, going back, if the people really wanted the resolve, do you really believe that they'd put up with what they've been putting up with today? No way. I want to do this really quick, and then I want to go over, and I want to go line upon line, precept upon precept on one of our documents, because I want you to hear what it is concerning what our forefathers didn't put up with. So if we go to our forefathers, and I'm talking about Robert Livingston, I'm talking about Roger Sherman, I'm talking about John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, so on and so forth, and how many others? If you look at their Declaration of Independence, I want you to hear it, and then we're going to go to the modern-day version, which is 250 years old, concerning our Declaration of Independence. Our forefathers' Declaration of Independence is this: in the name of God, amen. We, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these presents or presents solemnly and mutually in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together in a civil body politic, we all live politics, for our better ordering and preservation, and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof do enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and officers from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient of the general and for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. Okay? And then it talks about in witness whereof we have heard unto subscribed our names in Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the reign of our sovereign Lord of England, France, Ireland, the 18th, and Scotland, the 5th, 4th, Anno Dominio, 1620. Okay, and then they put their names down. Okay, and then now when we go to the modern day Declaration of Independence, if you've ever been to the Mayflower Compact, if you ever been to that particular area, it's absolutely amazing to see what it was that our forefathers established immediately when they got off the boat. And by the way, why is it that they left England? Why is it that the colonies in the United States, the 13 colonies, less than 3% of the population, and 56 senators, why did they stand up and say no more to King George? Because King George would not be ruled by God. That's why we have, as I have this t-shirt on, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. What is it? Our national slogan proposed by Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, is what? Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And what does it have right on the front? The book, it shows the children of Israel and the promise going into the promised land as they just went through the sea. And the waters are overtaking what? The Pharaoh and his armies, because the judgments were upon their heads, not upon the children. The Bible says that the Lord will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. The judgments always fall upon the heads of the wicked. Always, if we're in Christ, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, spoiling principalities and powers. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Now, going back over to the Mayflower Compact and where the replica of the Mayflower is, and I'm talking about over at Jamestown, I'm talking about over in Yorktown, that whole area, Boston, oh my goodness, I mean, we have a rich heritage of our Christian forefathers and what it was that they did to establish in giving themselves over concerning what it is that we have today. Matter of fact, if you go to the very end of the Declaration of Independence, it says, and for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, fortunes, and our sacred honor. And I'm talking about, if you just join us right now, if the people really wanted resolve in this country concerning the issues, they would face off with them. But do you really believe that they would put up with what they put up with if they really wanted the resolve? Absolutely not. Our forefathers, let me put it this way, didn't tolerate what their posterity is tolerating. That's why the American people are in the position that they're in today. I like to say it this way. It's interesting, all the sacrifice that men have made in themselves, altar of sacrifice, giving us the freedoms that we have today. You know, John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother. That's a thing that's out of mind and out of sight to the American people today. See, today they want someone else to sacrifice so they can remain free. So today they want to sacrifice somebody else so that they can remain in their sin and serve their false gods, thinking within themselves in deceptive manner and believing that somehow or another that they're heaven bound when in fact they're hell bound. Okay? Listen carefully. On July 2nd, the Declaration of Independence was completely finished. Congress voted to dissolve the connection between America and Great Britain, declaring the United Colonies of North America to be free and independent states. And I want you to listen carefully, okay? This is the Declaration of Independence. Now, I'm reading it because most people don't take the time to do it for themselves. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course, listen carefully, hey folks, corruption hates about what I'm ready to share with you. They hate it. That's why I'm doing it, because it's my job. Okay? When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, the God of Scripture. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. So the forefathers are now setting the stage, they're teeing it up, and they're telling their posterity, this is why we separated from Great Britain. Okay? He goes on, they do. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal under God, under His moral law, as His creation, that they are endowed by their Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with certain unalienable rights, rights that cannot be transferred or taken away. They cannot be transferred or taken away. That among these are life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, okay? In doing the right thing, okay? Freedom is given unto us to do not what we want to do, but to do what we ought to do. That to secure these rights, these God-given rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. If you're a first-time listener, you receive your rights from God, you delegate to those that serve we the people their powers to represent God's moral law that keeps us free. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Then they say, and this is important for all Americans that want resolve, then they say that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, what's on the horizon, America? What's right in front of your face, Americans? It is the right, the God-given right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government through means of reformation, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect your safety and your happiness. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over, because I want to bring up some scripture that many may have not heard of. Go to Jeremiah 9:24. Go to Psalm 97. That's the very throne of God, is righteousness and judgment. It's His heart. Go to Psalm chapter 9, verse 16 and 17. And I want you to listen to Leviticus 25, verse 18. Wherefore you shall do my statutes. Statutes are those that are found within the Torah, showing you how to deal with those that violate God's moral law. I also want you to keep in mind that the amens were not found on the blessings. They were found on the curses. That's when all the people said, these are the judgments that you will keep when people violate God's moral law. Then the people said, amen. Then the people said amen, not the other way around. Now, I know the New Testament has something to say a little bit about that, but we're still going to hold it in context because it's still going the same direction, because the Lord is not confused And he's not a man that he should lie. So therefore, he's immutable. He's unchangeable. And folks, we're going to keep on going on with his word. Wherefore, you shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You guys have all heard of all these cattle that are just mysteriously dying off. This is making its way across social media platforms right now. And farmers are warning that this is going to get real, real quick. It's been real for a long time. You've been in the middle of a spiritual warfare far too long. It's time for you to stand up and bring forth the sword of the Spirit as you put on the armor. Read Ephesians 6:12. Start there. Go to the end of the chapter. I spent time yesterday highlighting the fact that food processing plants to the equivalent of almost 100 now across the country since since 2021, the beginning of the pandemic, these food processing plants have been burning down mysteriously. They've been set on fire, friends. They're killing off your cattle. Joe Biden prophesied all of this. He forecasted this, and weeks later it began. So don't sit there and act like you don't know that this is happening. As a matter of fact, Americans are so much in the know, they know all the names of the bad guys that they put up with. Okay? And what we're talking about right now is the fact that people, if they really wanted resolve, then they would do what it was that our forefathers taught us to do. Hebrews 13:7. But is that what they're doing? No! Absolutely not. Let's keep going on in the Declaration of Independence and get as much as we can into this final segment here. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. Now if you do that, they want to imprison you. Right? Look at those political prisoners concerning the contrived insurrection by your government to create domestic enemies. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to make them or most likely to affect their safety and happiness. I was just highlighting the fact that Leviticus 25:18 tells us, "Wherefore you shall do my statutes." The Bible tells us how to deal with corruption. Our forefathers exhibited this in their lives. They shared that with us. These are our founding documents, okay? And the Lord says, not only shall you keep my statutes, but you better keep my judgments and do them. Justice guards our liberties, right? And you shall dwell in the land safely. Are we dwelling in the land safely today? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We are not. In any sense of the word, Americans, we are under attack, and to believe otherwise or to just ignore it is not only imprudent, but it's dangerous. It's dangerous. We are in some dangerous times right now. And we need to rise above this and play the men and play the women and lead the way as we follow the Christ, friends. That's what we're called to do. I go on. Prudence, indeed, will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind, this is exactly right, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable, they're allowed, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Folks, you're not. There's no law given to do the wrong thing. If you act right, you are right, okay? And the fact of the matter is if you act wrong, you are wrong, and the right must rise and deal with the wrong in establishing the right. Because the right time to do the right thing is right now. Period. Period. But when a long train of abuses, Americans, and usurpations, Americans pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, right? It is their right. It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for the future security. Folks, we don't need a new system of government. We just need the one that we have reformed. You know how I continuously say, if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10. If you get back to the Word of God, you'll know what needs to be righted. And guess what? The Lord looks to all of us to right the wrongs. And when He says, bring forth fruits of repentance. Right? It is the right. It is their duty to throw off corruption. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution, Americans. That's what we're called to do. We're obligated and commanded by God. They are not suggestions in any sense of the word. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And to prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid world. Our forefathers took the usurpations, okay, the repeated injuries, all of the transgressions of the king, and they put them, Robert Livingston, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman, and Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson was the main architect of the Declaration of Independence, but they sat together and wanted the world to know why they separated from Britain, because the end of the day, they told us, because he would not be ruled by God. And then they told us that resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Not what the modern day hirelings are telling you through this false version of Romans 13, that we're supposed to submit to the powers. Wait a second. We're to submit to the powers that God ordained, and you can't find in Scripture where the Lord tells us to disobey Him and give our allegiance and our obedience and in subjugating ourselves to a tyrant. Read Romans 12:21. Hey, folks, I'm absolutely convinced that the American people think somehow or another that where we're at today is somehow a game. And I want to tell you something. You are falling into the hands of the enemy. At every given turn that you make an excuse as to why you do not deal with corruption, it shows your lack of gratitude for the men that sacrifice themselves in giving you the freedoms that you have. And how dare you call yourself a Christian and live for the devil rather than what for Christ died for. His blood covers our sin, not the other way around. And if we don't live for the blood, Whitfield said, the Great Awakening preacher, then we're going to be damned by that blood. We're either under the blessings or we're under the curses. Read Abal, Mount, and Gerizim, Mount, the blessings and the cursings, friends. Because America, you are not in a blessed state. Now, I want you to see this, because I don't have time. He's refused his assent to laws, to agree to the laws that have been put forth, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. This is why they threw the king off. Hey, folks, you have subjected yourself to more abuse than what our forefathers ever dreamed that they would put up with. You have said representatives trying to advocate what God clearly condemns upon common law, which is premised on the Torah. Hey, folks, they're trying to, and this is the history of dictatorships. They try to get people to follow them directly into hell. You know, the blind lead the blind. They all end up in the ditch. Well, let me say it this way. The blind lead the blind. You're going to end up under God's judgments, and that's where America is today. You see, if 329.5 million people in this country really wanted the resolve, do you think that they would put up with less than 1.7% of the population taking over the networks, taking over the airways, taking over Hollywood, taking over the school system, taking over the churches, taking over the system of government, the institution of government? Do you think that a people that were grateful for what it is that has been bestowed upon them, do you think that for 1 minute they would put up with what they put up with today? Absolutely not. Folks, when you go through the Declaration of Independence, it is nothing more than an outline of what our forefathers did not put up with. And it's very specific. And it's very familiar. Folks, it's very familiar. And on the other hand, it's very frightening, because we have all of this to prevent where we are in the present, but many fail to act. Right? They want God to do for them what it is that they're unwilling to do for themselves. I want to say this in ending. Pray all you want. But without, hey folks, faith without works is dead. James 2:14 through 26. Remember, and don't forget, God's victories were always brought through men that obeyed because they loved Him. That's gratitude. Gratitude leads towards holiness. And guess where holiness resides, friends? In our hearts, by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us to do what? His will or our will? Because, friends, throughout Scripture, nowhere are we to subjugate ourselves to what the American people have put up with. And if it wasn't true, then why are we here? Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.